be satisfied. Those deep desires that are in the core of you. That sounds a little bit less fulfilling than what our culture, or a little more fulfilling, not less, I'm sorry, more fulfilling than what our culture offers to us, isn't it? That sounds like fullness of life to me. That's what I want to pursue. One other thing that my kids have taught me along the way, this too shall pass. I think we've, as moms, have learned everything has a season. And my mother-in-law has a wonderful saying. You want to say it with me? It will get better before you get married, but it's not true to me anymore. But that was the saying she would say as soon as I started dating Rob and something would happen. It's going to get better before you get married. It's going to get better. Even I think the night before I got married, we had trouble with my dress. And she's like, don't worry, it's going to get better before you get married. I'm like, okay. She fixed it too. Thank you. It got better. But it's true. I had a lady, I was at the community center the other day, and this lady, probably in her 80s, it was at my counter talking to me. And she said, honey, I want to tell you, and it was out of the blue. It wasn't like we were having a deep discussion. It just, she started telling me this. She said, the things that concern you now in 10 years won't matter. And I'm like, oh my goodness, that is so true. And she said, enjoy everything about life. And basically was saying, like, it's going to be all right. This, it's going to all pass. Things are going to change. What bothers you today is not going to bother you maybe a month from now even. Maybe even days or weeks from now. In the moment, it doesn't feel that way. And yeah, I get it because I know. Four kids, let's just say that. And we're still in our seasons working through things. But I have learned to take a breath and remind myself it's going to pass. And I literally have to tell myself sometimes, you know what? It's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. In time, it might take a couple hours or a couple days, but it's going to be okay. Isaiah 9:1. Don't you love this book of Isaiah we're in? It's just awesome. This was from last week, but it really struck me. Nevertheless, that time of darkness and despair will not go on forever. And I think you sometimes just have to tell yourself, like, it's going to go away. It's going to pass. All right, I think you guys can probably all guess who has taught me this one. Laughter is good medicine. Anyone? No, a child of mine. Well, there you go. Okay. No, laughter is good medicine. My kids have taught me to be thankful amidst the crazy. There it is. I will never forget this day. Rob, I think, was on a camping trip. I only had Jess or Joy and Nathaniel at that time. We had our dog Elisha. I had to run to the bathroom. I mean, like, as a mom, you just wait until you got them all settled. It's crazy what we're able to do, really, sometimes. So I had Joy at the table. She was in a regular chair. Nathaniel was in not a high chair, but those little toddler seats, had them all buckled in, gave them yogurt, and I had to run to the bathroom. I came down. Unbelievable where that kid got yogurt. He had it head to toe on him, all over the dog, all over the kitchen table. I think it was on the ceiling. It was on the walls. I just literally stood there and you just had a laugh because it was like, how in the matter of what, 2 minutes? Like, honestly, I just ran to the bathroom and I came down and I was like, how did you do this? How did you do this? I can't even fathom how this happened in such a short period of time. And then it got better because I put him in, they both got in the tub and the dog was trying to get in the tub and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is utter chaos. Like they were all like, it was crazy. And I remember Rob calling. Do you remember this night? I remember Rob calling and I'm like crying and I got the journal out because anytime I had a moment like this, I'm like, someday I'm really going to laugh hard at this. Someday this is going to be hysterical. I'm laughing, but I'm crying and I'm feeling crazy. And so I'm journaling it out. Rob calls and he's like, how's things going? I'm like, oh my gosh, you won't even believe this night. I'm exhausted. And yeah, I'm going to bed shortly after I journal, and he prayed for me, and it was all fine. And that passed, right? Now I can laugh, and it's great. But there are those moments where you really just have to laugh. Scotty McCreery has a song. It's called Dirty Dishes. And the mom, it's basically the mom's getting ready to have dinner, and she's calling all the kids, like, come on, it's time to eat, hurry up. And dad's running late. He's late coming home from work. And she starts praying this prayer, like, thank you, God, for dirty dishes. Thank you for all the laundry. Thank you for the slamming doors and all of this. And the husband, after she says amen, she's like, he looks at her and he's like, hun, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, because slamming doors, I think it means the kids are having fun. Dirty dishes means that you're working and I get to feed my family. And piles of laundry mean that I have children to take care of. And it is a lighthearted song. Like, yeah, sometimes you just have to gain perspective, right? And just maybe laugh at the moments that are a little more extreme than others. The times where you open up the door and there's vomit everywhere. And you think, wow, good morning. So, yeah, you gotta laugh at things. And I love, we know Proverbs 17:22, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. And, I used to say, if I have laughed with my kids, it's been a good day. So even if you've had a hard time, and maybe children, you know, that's not in your life right now, but maybe just a friend, or laughing with your spouse, or laughing with a coworker, it is good medicine, and it is healthy. They say that. That's statistically shown, that laughter does help heal the body, and it is good for us to laugh and enjoy life, even when it's hard. One thing that I have also learned, and sometimes it's hard to see this, but my presence matters. It matters when I show up. It matters when I'm around my kids or my coworkers or my family or friends. And that's because Jesus shows up when I show up. He is in me. So wherever I go, he goes. And I've said this before, I love walking into the school because, you know, they say, keep, you know, God out of school. And I'm like, well, he's here because my kids are here and I'm here and he's here. One day I was talking to my neighbor, and she has an adult daughter, and I was just asking this daughter, what do you remember, like, about growing up? What was meaningful to you? Just as a mom, how can you help me with raising my kids? And she said, you know, as a teenager, I didn't talk to my mom all the time about everything, but it was knowing she was around. It was just having her in the kitchen doing dishes. And she said that. I'm not even kidding. She said, I could walk in the house and know she was in the kitchen. And I just loved that. I loved that she was in my space. And I didn't, you know, unload my day with her. I didn't always ask for advice. Sometimes she said she did. And I don't think we see the value of that. Sometimes we forget the security and the peace that we bring to other people. It was kind of crazy the other day at work. You know, it's been a few months now, but I had a coworker say, you're making a difference here. I just want you to know that just you being here makes a difference. And I'm like, really? Like, I'm not doing it. I'm doing my job. But we don't realize the Holy Spirit is in us. And if we are asking him to guide us, if we're asking him to be part of our day, you might just smile at someone and that might change their day. You might just say hello to someone or ask how they're doing, and that could turn the course of their life because you showed that you cared about them. I like that idea that sometimes, really what you were saying this morning about offering what we have, just showing up, just being around, can mean so much to not only the people in our life, but just showing up to have time with Jesus, just showing up and offering to him what you have to give. And things will happen. Isn't that exciting? You might not be able to see it. There's times where I'm like, you get weary. You know, you don't see miracles happen. You don't see answered prayers. And it can get weary and discouraging. But God is always at work. Jesus is always doing things, whether you can see it or not. John 7:38. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. I think what I picture is as I spend time with Jesus on my couch with my cup of coffee in the morning, I envision just that stream of water just pouring into me and just coming. And I ask for this. I'm like, just bring your Holy Spirit in me. Just gush down on me so I can pour out to others. And that's the cycle of it. Sometimes we get to receive from others. Sometimes, you know, we get to, on our own strength at times, give to others. But man, when you have that coming in and gushing out, isn't that the life you want? That living water poured in so you can pour out. And that takes showing up. It takes making time with Jesus on the couch or wherever it is, and asking him, will you just pour into me today? Can you just bring your living water to these dry, dead bones? Can you bring life abundantly into me so that I can pour out to others and just be what I was created to be? That is fullness of life. That is joy. And it may not always look like happiness. It may not always feel, you might not feel it, but it's happening because you're inviting him in. So, can you figure out who's taught me what? Do you guys know? You guys know what each of you have taught? You want me to share? I'll try not to cry, but you know I will. Nathaniel, you've taught me. Sorry, guys. I didn't want to cry. You've taught me that my presence matters. You've taught me that even when you don't feel it, even when you don't feel good, you need to just keep going. You need to just show up. I watch you upstairs with the kids. If you guys ever get a chance to go upstairs, you need to just go see the worship up there when Nathaniel's up there. That room is rocking. Those little boys are like all over him. And I just love that. I love that you light up a room and you don't even know it. That's the best part. You don't even know how God uses you. So thank you for teaching me that. Jessica, my little girl that when I knew she was sick, it was because she wasn't singing. I would literally take her to the doctor and say, give my girl her voice back. Because she's not feeling good and she's not singing from the moment she wakes up until the moment I tuck her in. Thank you for teaching me to embrace life and to live it to the full. You are a free spirit in Jesus and I love it. It's just beautiful and you've taught me how to do that. Thank you. Toby? Can we all recognize what this kid's taught me? Toby has taught me to laugh every day. Whether I was laughing because I didn't want to scream or cry. Toby, you have brought so much joy into my life. And I just love, I love all that you are. And thank you for teaching me to laugh, even when I didn't want to. You have made me laugh. Well, we won't go there. And little girl, I know it's hard being the oldest, and I know you're the guinea pig a lot, but you have taught me this too shall pass. You live life with such flexibility. This kid, one day I looked at her and I'm like, I'm really nervous because as a teenager, you should be crying more. And she's like, why? She takes life, and I'm sure you guys have seen this, with such grace and literally with joy. She's such an easygoing kid and has truly lived this too shall pass. Like, mom, it's going to be okay. And she, how many times do you say that to me a week? It's going to be okay, mom. Don't worry about it. It's going to be okay. And she does all the time. I know. We all know. She has brought peace to our home at many, many different times because she will just bring that reality and truth back to us. So thank you, baby. Take some time and think about, one, what you've learned from those around you, and maybe thank them today, what they've taught you. And just show up. Whether it's with your family, with your friends, sometimes maybe not wanting to do what you need to do. Maybe it's serving somewhere, someone. There's a lot of different opportunities at LifeQuest that are opening up. And we might need you to show up. So if you are interested in worship team or serving upstairs with the kids or in the nursery or serving, getting ready, set up is going to be another big hole. The gate, there's a lot of great opportunities. And if you find that you're down on yourself, maybe you're feeling sorry for yourself. I know it sounds crazy, but when you start serving, it turns around. And your life, just, you change perspective. You may not always feel like doing it. May not always feel good. Sometimes it's cleaning up. Dirty diapers. Vomit. Not really. That, we're not going to ask you to do that. But it may feel that way. But it matters. You being present matters. So let's pray. Father, we just thank you. Thank you, God, that you showed up in each of our lives, that you relentlessly pursued each of us, and you still are. Thank you, Jesus, that you are with us even when it hurts, even when there's deep, deep pain. We're never alone. And that the truth is that it's not going to last forever, that the darkness and despair will go away. And we thank you for that hope that you bring to each and every one of us. God, I pray that you would show each person where they need to show up. If it's that quiet time with you on their couch, if it's at work, if it's at home, whatever it is, whatever area of their life you're asking them to show up, God, give them the ability to do it. As hard as it might be at first, maybe even painful at first to do, God, give them the strength and the ability. And God, I just pray that that gushing, living water would just come from their obedience and showing up. And Lord, as they are obedient and walking in what you've called them to, God, that you would just gush into them. Father, I pray an overflow of your living water. I pray, God, that your Holy Spirit would just come and gush into each of us, Lord. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a good week.